Here we are again. The book of the Revelation, chapter 2, verses 26 and 27. He that overcometh keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give authority over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, and the vessels of butter shall be vessels of as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I have received from my Father. One day we're going to rule. Mr. Obama is ruling today. The senators are ruling today. The representatives are ruling today. And one day we are going to rule. How does that make you feel, beloved? But turn with me, please, to 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 8. We're going to rule one day. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. Now ye are full, now are ye rich, and have reigned as kings without us. And I would to God ye did reign, that we might reign with you. These saints were reigning. Paul says this is not reigning time. We're going to reign, but this is not time for us to reign. What is this time for us to do? The book of Luke, please. Book of Luke, chapter 19. Verse 13. And he called his servants and delivered unto them 10 pounds and said, occupy till I come. This is not reigning time. This is working time. And that is our subject tonight. Working time. Now, beloved, work is noble. It's laziness that's not noble. Let me read for you what you read when you were in school. The grasshopper and the ant. You remember that? One frosty autumn day, an ant was busily storing away some of the kernels of wheat, which he had gathered during the summer, to tide him over the coming winter. A grasshopper, half perishing from hunger, came limping by. Perceiving what the industrious ant was doing, he asked for a morsel from the ant store to save his life. What were you doing all during the summer while I was busy harvesting? Inquired the ant. Oh, replied the grasshopper, I was not idle. I was singing and chirping all day long. Well, said the ant, smiling grimly as he looked in his granary door, since you sang all summer, it looks as if you'll have to dance all winter. You didn't work. The story is told of Mr. Webster. He had 2 sons, and he gave them Bible names, Ezekiel and Daniel. And one day as he was arriving home, these 2 boys were sitting on the lawn. And he said, Zeke, what are you doing? Nothing, Dad. Daniel, what are you doing? I'm helping Zeke. We are to work. We are called upon to work. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Verse Second Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 10. For even when we were with you, we commanded you that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Lifetime is working time. Next point. All believers are gifted. All. Every believer here is gifted and has a work assignment from God. Matthew 25. Matthew 25, verses 14 and 15. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, and called his own servants, and delivered unto them his goods. He gave unto one 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1. To every man according to his several ability. Every believer is talented. Every believer has been given an assignment. We all don't have the same assignment, but we all have an assignment. Luke 19, please. Verse 13. He called his 10 servants and delivered unto them 10 pounds and said, occupy till I come. Occupy, do business, work until I come. Every believer has an assignment. Every believer has a gift from God. Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. Let's start at verse 1. Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a great light from heaven. He fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? The Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. He, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? That's how you know what your gift is. You ask the Lord, what will you have me to do? Where will you have me to go? What is your desire for me? Another brother has put it this way. Brother Arthur Clark, I met him years ago in Bermuda. There must be fervor, a desire to serve the Lord. There must be ability, and there must be results. And we need to wait on the Lord and find out from him what he will have us to do. It's not like the young man in a certain assembly. They didn't do as we do, have speakers posted for certain days. What they call an open platform. And this young man decided, I'm going to preach. And he walked up there boldly, got on the platform, looked at the audience, and his knees began to shake. And his tongue dropped. And he went down to his seat. And a dear old sister, oh, thank the Lord for these sisters with insight, said, son, if you had gone up the way you came down, you would have come down the way you went up. Waiting on the Lord for his indication as to what your gift is. 1 Kings chapter 20. Verse 40. Let's start a little before 40. Let's start at 37. 1 Kings 40:37. Then he found another man and said, smite me, I pray thee. And the man smote him so that in smiting him he wounded him. So the prophet departed and waited for the king in the way, disguised himself with ashes upon his face. And as the king passed by, he cried unto the king, and he said, thy servant went out into the midst of battle. Behold, a man turned aside and brought a man unto me and said, keep this man. Keep this man. If he by any means be missing, then thy life shall be for his life, or else thou shalt pay a talent of silver. Now verse 40. As thy servant was busy here and there, the man was gone. Busy here and there. God would have us work. He's given us assignment. We are to keep to that assignment, not busy here and there. I knew a brother in New York. He used to come to the meeting. And when he wasn't present, I'd ask him, where are you? Oh, I visited all the meetings. I said, well, in this case, you'd have to be disciplined. Which meeting would discipline you? He said, I don't know. Busy here and there. Stay where God has placed you. And work the work of the Lord. I'm a little slow tonight. You must forgive me. That's age. It'll happen to you if you don't stay young. Now let's go on together in our study of working. The thing that we want to emphasize is this. We are to work together. Workers together. Genesis chapter 13. Each of us has a gift. God has no ungifted people. Verse 8, Genesis 13. Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, between thy herdmen and my herdmen. Why? We are brethren. There is to be no strife between us. Let me ask you, beloved, are you on speaking terms with every believer in this assembly? Are you on speaking terms with every believer in this assembly? If not, the work is hindered. We need all working together. We need togetherness. Again in Genesis chapter 45. Genesis chapter 45. Joseph is speaking to his brothers. Verse 24. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. He said unto them, see that you fall not out by the way. He remembered they couldn't decide whether to sell him to the Egyptians or whether to kill him. He said, don't fall out. Work together. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 11. It hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now I say that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, I am of Apollos, I of Cephas, I of Christ. 13. Is Christ divided? Then why should we be divided? The effect of oneness working together. Now I have a few items here that I'd like to read for you. The need of working together. The need of oneness. Let me read this one. Fred somebody. Fred somebody. Thomas everybody. Peter anybody. And Joe nobody. Four men. We're neighbors, but they were not like you and me. They were odd people and most difficult to understand. The way they lived was a shame. All four belonged to the same assembly, but you would not have enjoyed worshiping with them. Everybody went fishing on Sunday or stayed at home to visit with friends. Anybody wanted to worship but was afraid that somebody wouldn't speak to him. Really, nobody was the only worthwhile one among them. Nobody did the visitation. Nobody looked after the assembly. Once they needed a Sunday school teacher. Everybody thought that anybody would do it, and anybody thought that somebody would do it. And you know who did it? Nobody. Failure to work together. It happened that a fifth neighbor, an unbeliever, moved into the area. Everybody thought somebody would lead him. Anybody could have made it, could have made an effort. But who do you think won him? Nobody. The need to work together. We are one. Let me ask you, beloved, is there anyone in this assembly with whom you are not on speaking terms? That hinders the work. We need to work together. Let me read another one. I have a bad habit of collecting these things. They illustrate many scriptural principles. Now this one is called, For Want of a Nail. Simple nail. Once upon a time. You remember when you were in elementary school? No, yeah, way down, kindergarten. Once upon a time. You remember how the story started? Well, once upon a time, there was a solid, respectable nail, a pillar in his community. He was a horseshoe nail and had as fine a head and as sharp a point as you ever saw. He had one flaw which blunted his ability. He didn't want to get involved. Why should I have to leave home and get banged on the head and ridden all over the world? Besides, I'm just one little nail. It won't make any difference if I go or if I do not go. So it was, when the call went out through the shop for a horseshoe nail, he didn't go. For want of a nail, one little nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For want of the horse, the rider was lost. For want of a rider, the battle was lost. For want of the battle, the kingdom was lost. All because one little nail refused to work. We need everyone in the assembly to work and to work together. You're not tired of hearing these, are you? If so, raise your hand. All right, I don't see any hands. I'll read another. The master broke his left arm. Said the right hand to the broken left hand, "You are not missed. Everybody is glad it was you and not me that was broken. You are not very important." That's what the right hand said to the left hand. The left hand asked, "How are you superior?" The right hand says, my owner cannot write a letter without me." The left hand said, "Who holds the paper when he writes?" Do you get it? The right hand, "Who wields the hammer?" The left hand said, "Who holds the nail?" Do you get what I'm getting at? We need each other. We need to work together. The right hand, "Who guides the plane when the carpenter smooths the board?" The left hand, "Who steadies the board?" The right hand, "When our owner lifts his hat to greet someone, which of us does he use?" You know, you don't see too much of that today. Men don't tip their hats to women the way when I was a boy they used to do. But the right hand asked, "When our owner lifts his hand to greet someone, which of us does he use?" And the left hand replied, "Who holds his briefcase while he tips his hat?" We need each other. All of us are needed. I think I've made my point. I'm about finished. We are workers together. Let me read another one. God has tempered the body together. 1 Corinthians 12 and 24. He has quickened us together. Ephesians 2 and 5. He has raised us up together. Ephesians 2 and 6. He has made us sit together. Ephesians 2 and 6. He has framed and joined us together. Ephesians 2 and 21. Therefore, let us dwell together, Psalm 133 and 1. Let us strive together, Philippians 1 and 27. Let us be followers together, Philippians 3 and 17. Let us be workers together, 2 Corinthians 6 and 1. The result, we will be comforted together, Romans 1 and 12. We will commune together, Luke 24 and 15. We will rejoice together, Romans 12 and 15. And you know what? We're all going to be caught up together in heaven. And in heaven, we're going to be together. Years ago, a sister said to me, "Yes, we're going to be in heaven, but we're going to be nearer to the Lord than you are." I said, "What Bible did you read that from?" She said, "From the Darby Bible." Some of you here read the Darby Bible. You see that in the Darby Bible? That some believers are going to be closer to the Lord than the others? No, it's not there. We're going to be there together as one. John chapter 12. I hope you don't mind turning to all these scriptures. That was one of the criticisms of my daughters. Daddy, you turn to too many scriptures. I don't know any other way. Besides, if you listen carefully, as you turn the pages, you will hear musical sound. Have you ever heard it? Listen carefully, and as you turn these pages, you'll hear music. John chapter 12, verse 35. Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. We need to walk in the light. Chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of the world. If a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. We need to walk together in the light. John chapter 9. Verse 4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man worketh. I'm about finished. The message is very straight and very simple. We are one in Christ. Let us work together. I understand that among us there are some believers who avoid other believers. That won't do. That's not oneness. We are to work together. Hymn number 555. Work, for the night is coming. Work through the morning hours. Work while the dew is sparkling. Work in spring, bringing flowers. Work when the day grows brighter. Work in the glowing sun. Work, for the night is coming when man's work is done. Let us live together, work together, and we're going to be in heaven together. Together is the message.